Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
Well, hello, Four Center friends. I'm Ken Apsok, and this is a special edition of Will of the Force. Why is it special? Well, because everyone gets to hear it. Will of the Force is an exclusive program to our Patreon page. Me and Joseph and Jennifer Landa have been working hard to give you exclusive content every month on our Patreon page. And for a long time, it was the very fun Finish the Fan Fiction. But Joseph and I decided to kind of switch it up this past year, and we created the show Will of the Force, which is just simply this. We grab a visual dictionary, a visual encyclopedia, a Art of Star Wars book. We just grab those big, heavy books you have on your coffee table that we all love thumbing through as Star Wars fans. It's just a part of growing up as a Star Wars fan and now continuing to grow old with Star Wars. You have these books that you can just dive into and learn little nuggets, just kind of appreciate not just the characters, but the fold of their hats, the cut of their pants, and their weapons. That's what we love as Star Wars fans, just as much as the deep lore and the themes and the spiritual meaning. We thought this week, it was a busy week for us, a lot of content, and I hate that term, content, but it is what it is. We've been working a lot of the Mandalorian content, the Clone Wars shows, the main shows, the deep dives. And we just wanted to kind of get something out there for you all to hear. Maybe some of you haven't heard this before. And also allow us to take the foot off the gas pedal this week, if we're being honest. And for Center, we'd like to cultivate that honesty with you, the listeners. So Joseph and I thought this was a great way just kind of celebrate Star Wars this weekend by going back into our Will of the Force vaults. This is an episode that was released on Patreon in July. We wanted to share it all with you. And I think it's part of the ongoing conversation of Star Wars. What do we think? Well, and you know what? I'm not going to reveal it. It's going to be a surprise to you if you listen here after the break. And just for those, we don't know. We truly don't know. When we grab one of these books, whether we are in person, and this one was recorded remotely, at previous Will of the Forces are in person, it's literally a surprise. Much like the databank brawls where Joseph would throw two characters at me that I had no idea were coming. We each pick a number, or we take turns picking a number, and we turn to that page, and we don't know. Funny things happen on the way to the pages. The force gets in the way. I make reference in this episode you're about to hear to not wanting to choose the page that has the Okie Pokie on it in Rise of Skywalker, not because I don't like those creatures, but because I love them too much, and I've made so many references to them, especially in the weeks and months after Rise of Skywalker. I just felt it, wouldn't be a great idea to have to talk about him again. And I chose that page. That's what happens when you leave your podcast up to the force. So we are going to share this episode with all of you here. It's a fun one. I picked it specifically for you all. And if you want to join the Patreon page, you can go to patreon.com/forcecenter and you get access to this show and all the previous Will of the Forces and Finish the Fan Fictions. And more things always come in on the Patreon page. You can also follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Go follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We are on YouTube. You can get merch at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. Why am I doing the outro now? Well, because this is a rebroadcast, and we don't usually do all that stuff within the Will of the Force because we assume you've already found us. So that is it for right now. We're going to take a break, reset, and then on the other side, a very special Will of the Force for all of you, our Force Center friends. Thanks. Hey, Force Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, Force Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center podcast bonus feed for patrons, and this is Will of the Force. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsuck. Happy to be on your bonus feed today. we're like when you open your wallet and you're like, I had $5 in there. Yeah.
I'm going to call my wallet my bonus feed from now on. Yeah, get rid of the term petty cash. That's bonus feed.
My favorite term is walking around money.
Around money.
Old timers term.
Oh yeah, I like that a lot. You gotta have that some change to jingle in your pockets, right? When you're walking around. Anyway, this is not old terms for money feed. This is our Will of the Force feed. This is where we are just going to flip open to a random page of a Star Wars resource type book or art book, visual dictionary usually, and just talk about whatever is there for 15-20 minutes. And this week we are going back to the art of Rise of Skywalker. Ken, you have an uncanny ability to pick the pages that feature Imperial officers. I believe we've already talked about almost all of the Imperial officer pages in this book. So let's try the Will of the Force again.
Yeah. And the one time I said, I absolutely do not want to pick the Okie Pokie and pick that page.
Oh, yeah.
100% real, too. Yeah, man, I've got it in my hands. You got it in yours. And this is going to be fun.
All right. So give me a number that's lower than I think about 190.
All right. I know these books. I'm trying to free myself of when they might appear in the movie. I'm going to go early, page 35.
Ooh, page 35. Is that so early that we're not actually in the film yet? Let's find out. Flipping. Ooh, no, we are. Ooh, Ken. Uh-oh. We're going to have such a hard time keeping this short. You have picked A Galaxy at War. This is a two-page spread between page 34 and 35. It has some details about the factions at war and the specific planets, but oh no, a map.
Yeah.
A map right in the middle. And we're both kind of map crazy lately, you in particular.
Love these maps. I love them.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what is on the side pages, and then we can dive into the map. We've got the three factions. I just want to read what it says about the Sith Eternal, because that's the faction we don't know as much about, obviously, as we were going into the movie. It says, the Sith Eternal, in the impassable depths of the unknown regions on the dark world of Exegol, Sith cultists continue to venerate the efforts of the late Darth Sidious to bring about a new empire. Shipyards have continued production for decades, creating a vast fleet ready to launch. Now, there are many things in this book that just lay out the story. So when you're watching it and you're like, hey, but where'd those ships come from? What's the deal with who's a Sith cultist and who's just like Dave who works on Exegol? And we find out that they are all Sith cultists.
how do you feel about just the general idea of the Sith Eternal in this story, that these cultists retreated or lived on this ancient Sith planet and they're just all in?
I liked it. I understand the questions that people ask about the what and how Palpatine came back. I totally get it. And I do think some of this was just like, all right, let's just run with this. But the more I sit with this, the more I attach it to the acolytes from beyond, or acolytes of beyond, Tasu, Leech, and some of those. No, excuse me, not Tasu, Leech, Yup, Tashu.
Yeah.
I really like it. And I like this idea. The galaxy's pretty big. Just look at this map. It's not like, Exegol's, it's like a day's ride from Jeddah. Hyperspace, I get it. But just, there's a lot of room in this galaxy. So the fact that the Sith have been pretty powerful for a while, and that people would run off to the mountains, so to speak, and form some weird commune where they're building ships for their lord, I could buy it. I could buy it, and I like it.
Yeah, I love it because, the Sith are ancient, right? And their worldview, you would think, would survive in lots of different ways. And there's lots of great things in ongoing Star Wars books about the vast number of ways that people understand the Force and have different cults, mm-hmm. or religions or groups built up around it. So I just really like this idea that if you had been a cultist who worshipped the Sith of old and really thought, either you had twisted yourself into thinking their approach to the galaxy makes sense, or you're really just like, you have you've drunk the Sith Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. and you're almost like possessed by a need to fulfill that. And then Sidious rises, and it's like the biggest version of your small, obscure team wins the whole big thing, got the trophy, got everything, and then lost it. And they will return. I don't know. There's so much about it I really like.
I really like it. And Exegol, I design, the look, the feel, the sound, it's very mysterious and fantasy-based, and I like it, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then on the actual page 35, we have all of the new or significant planets. They're not all new that we visit in Rise of Skywalker. We got Ajin Kloss, Mustafar, Exegol, Passana, Kijimi, and Kefbir. Let's look at Mustafar, because this is one of those fun things that it was not identified in the film, and the visual dictionary was great confirmation. Here's how it describes Mustafar. A volcanic planet in the Outer Rim territories, Mustafar is known to history as the one-time home of Darth Vader. In the decades since his death, the molten world has fallen into obscurity. I know you like Mustafar. I know we both like Mustafar. How do you feel about that story, that's how it lives large in legend, and now that he's gone and the castle's fallen, it's sort of falling into obscurity?
I like that. It keeps in line with the kind of the sequel era of the past being not necessarily forgotten, but overlooked or not taken as serious. And there's still obviously stuff going on Mustafar, and as Kylo Ren will tell you over there. But I like that. And I love that anytime Mustafar shows up in a movie now, they'll name Rogue One, named every planet, every street. Mustafar? No. And you just got to kind of be like, oh, yeah, we're there. And I had that feeling in The Rise of Skywalker, the beginning, that first shot. It's like, oh, it's Mustafar, right? I mean, it's got to be Mustafar. So, yeah, I like that a lot. And also a weird map thing, looking at the map. Again, this is why I love these maps.
Oh, yeah, no.
To see where Mustafar is placed, it is so close to Bespin and Hoth, and it's between Bespin and Hoth and Dagobah, and Utapau's close to Dagobah, too. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I kind of love that Yoda's hiding out on Dagobah, and not too far away. Again, it's the galaxy. It's big. Darth Vader's on Mustafar, kind of stewing in his own juices, too. And they're right there close by.
Yeah, look, we talk about juices a lot on Force Center, and this one's literal. He is pretty much stewing in some, he's got a vat of juices. It's disturbing. We could talk about all these planets a bunch, but let's just dive into this map. Maybe we'll do some more on main shows about the maps, but what is, when you're looking at it and you're going through and you're making these connections of like, yeah, Yoda's sitting on that planet, sensing everything that's going on in the galaxy, and Dagobah hidden there because Dagobah is full of life and radiates the light side. And is he sensing, not in galactic standards, not that far away, this horrible castle of evil and pain is going up. And that's like a story connection. Is that what you like about this, is connecting different elements of the story to one another based on their like literal proximity in the galaxy?
Yeah, it's something I can't fully explain with maps. Again, I'm someone who, when I first moved to LA, would intentionally drive to get lost and find my way home, and then pull out a map and be like, oh, this is where I was. And wow, I was really close to that. And I didn't know that. And I don't know why. That's just something, it's in you or it's not in you. And so same with Lord of the Rings, same with Game of Thrones, any place with a map, Narnia, I don't care. Throw in that map at me. And I do the thing of like, oh, that's so interesting that that castle is close to that keep, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm with this where, yeah. And to see that some of them are connected again, we've joked about before, but Dakar being so close to Naboo and Leia's running, in my head, I'm like, go to Naboo, go to Naboo, go to Naboo. We don't know what's going on at Naboo. We don't know if the First Order has control of Naboo. So I'm just kind of shouting craziness at this point, but I don't know. So yeah, I get obsessed with it. I get, Geonosis and Tatooine being neighbors, Savarine being so close to that. Well, that makes sense. But Kessel way out here. And then you got Edu's, Lothal is deep out there, but to see that Lothal is not too far from Kajimi, see Cantonica's way out there. And the big thing we learned, coming out of Last Jedi, that Akto is technically in the unknown regions, and that Luke's just hanging out there in a place that no one really knows. I just get abnormally fascinated with that. Abnormally?
Yeah. Abnormally, yeah. Nailed it. I agree with all of these things, because I like the map because it makes you look at it and you can go like, okay, well, original trilogy, prequels, Rogue One. So those are all kind of different stories. And you look at the map and you're like, oh, man, it's all connected, you know, and, Batuu doesn't just pop into existence. It's always been there. Batuu is there during the Phantom Menace and not really that far from Naboo. And, you look at it and I think of like specific lines like, when Han and Chewie find the Falcon, and says to Chewie, like, I told you we should have checked the western reaches. And we know that Jakku is kind of far out there, so we get to see it. Like, yeah, it's in the Outer Rim, but like, not even in the Outer Rim. It's in the, is that the expansion region, the colonies? Yeah. So many places we visit are like, it's obscure, it's way out there. But then to look at, like, okay, Cantonica is a different kind of way out there than Tatooine and Geonosis and Jakku on the edge of the getting into the wild space in the unknown regions. And then Akto and Exegol, these planets that I love that they're kind of twinned in the storytelling, that the search for this ancient Jedi planet and this ancient Sith planet, both buried in the unknown regions, are the anchors of the sequel trilogy, I think is really cool. All that stuff just starts to pop. The other thing for me that I really like is the politics of it, because we know that increasing storytelling is happening with the High Republic and about the different expansion reason that the core of the galaxy is, the control. And the farther out you go, there's a real almost class system and reach of government. And for some of the planets that I don't, wouldn't know off the top of my head, like kind of how do they fit in the politics of the galaxy and how are they seen? I love looking at the midrim to go like, okay, well, what's like, not as obscure and useless as Tatooine, but not, a big mover and shaker in the galaxy planet,
Yeah, Corellia, the Quat drive yards, Onderon being very much considered in the inner rim. Yeah, these are, where it's placed. Well, because you're talking about, just the politics at all. Pisana is even described on this page here as a desert world far from the center of affairs. It's closer to the center of affairs than Scarif, Vandor, Kessel. And so I'm not saying that description's wrong. It's just that actually proves kind of your point to me that you can be close, but yet so far away because you're not considered to maybe belong in the core.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun to see where the colonies are, too, since that's a specific thing that gets shouted out in Rise of Skywalker. Here's another just actually from the movies that's fun to look at. Since we know there is this little gambit going on in Return of the Jedi where rumors are being floated that the rebels are amassing at Sollust, it's fun to see Sollust's relationship with Endor.
Oh, yeah, great point. Solus is so close to Krayt and Malastar. There's pod racing on Malastar. Very dangerous. yeah, that's absolutely right. Which, you know, again, as a kid hearing that, what would you know, what a just you could spin your brain off into a world of imagination of what that meant. They're massing near Sullust, and what was Sullust, where was Sullust? And I don't know, sometimes I like having those answers. It answers questions I had as a 7-year-old.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, because you're like, what is that? Yeah. What else in this map excites you as we begin to wrap up our conversation? What is where else does your mind go? Does it go to storytelling? Does it go to wanting to see more of a specific world? Does it go to wanting to see new worlds?
It does kind of want me, or drives me to want to see the new worlds. And I'm thinking about this. We got the High Republic coming out. One of the things I love about the Game of Thrones books, the Song of Ice and Fire series, is each book has a map in front of it. Because again, if Ken's reading it, then they know he needs a map. And as the books progress, the map gets more and more detailed. That's been the case with the Star Wars Galaxy map. Each one of these books comes out. They have about 3 or 4 new planets from a movie. They'll put it in. The High Republic, when that series is done, what is this map going to look like?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a lot of things we never heard before. It's going to be familiar stuff. I'm sure there'll be, an adventure on Nal Hutta, but there's going to be a lot more. And I'm excited for the map aspect of the High Republic storytelling.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I really like that. Especially since it really is about them expanding. So we might get this really fun thing of planets that we know being encountered and the characters don't know them, but we do, or we know something about them. So that's really exciting. I think the other thing, you just got me really excited. That would be a great way to just frame some Star Wars storytelling is to just say, you know, the Queen's, whatever it is, you can fill in the noun, Queen's Defiance, all about whatever Queen that was in charge of Naboo during the time of the First Order. And just tell that story. Tell a planet story. That would be really fun.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, great pick. We could talk about this one forever, but we are going to contain ourselves. We are not in the expansion region on this podcast. Like we are in most of our podcasts. We're going to contain ourselves to the core and the inner rim. Ken, any final thoughts on these pages of the Rise of Skywalker Visual Dictionary?
No, I'm just excited to finally know where Cinta, the ice glacier that's floating through the galaxy, is located.
Yeah. Oh, there it is right there. So close to Vandor. Wow. Take some turns. Well, I could spend hours looking at this and tracing my different paths and guessing how much time it would take me to get between the two, and if it is powered simply by narrative power. That's what drives how fast you get between planets in Star Wars, is narrative necessity. I would like to fly around this galaxy with narrative necessity engine in my cool starship. That is it for this episode. The will of the Force has spoken.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.